Good morning and welcome to day four of the 12 days of Christmas. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you once again from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights as we reflect together daily in these 12 days using the Advent Christmas devotional, The Mess in the Messiah. In today's reading, our author is responding to the verse in Revelation that talks about the one sitting on the throne, the Creator, having made all things new. And we're invited to reflect upon a home renovation. I, for one, have never remodeled our house. I don't have that the tolerance for that kind of chaos, I don't think. I've lived through renovation. My mom and my dad, but mostly at my mom's request, renovated, modified, improved every house they've ever lived in. So as a child, I lived through the renovation, or actually the addition put on our house. We added a two-car garage and a family room and an extra bathroom, sorely needed with a family of five and only one bathroom. And so I remember all the inconveniences that that we endured. I remember not even having a door at one time, but just having plywood somehow attached to help keep whoever, I don't know who it kept out, from getting into our house. It was a different time, and we lived out in the country. But many inconveniences of going through a renovation. And in our reflection, it talked about tearing down a wall and removing the sheetrock and getting to see kind of the inner workings of a wall, of a home, and that once we're torn down to that, we can be rebuilt, recreated into something new. My brother and his wife have went through a major renovation about 10 years ago in their house they were living in at the time. They added a second story, and the year they were doing it, it had been a season of drought here in the Sacramento area, and then that winter, wouldn't you know it, with the roof off of their house was a significant year of rain and winds, and the contractor hadn't appropriately tarped the roof, and the water got in and damaged not only the new construction they were doing, but previous work they had done, and they ended up being out of their house for about a year and a half while everything was replaced. It was brutal to tear open all those parts of their home, but what they ended up with was something beautiful and new that they loved and they cherished. A few weeks ago, we read from the prophet Jeremiah about rending open or tearing open our hearts, that we wouldn't just participate in confession in the ways that are obvious to other people, but that act actually of confessing and being made new, laying open ourselves open before God, requires really the revealing the inner workings and the inner thoughts and our soul, our heart to God. And so that's my encouragement for you on this fourth day of Christmas, is to make yourself available to what God has in mind and is offering you, to be made new through the rending open of your heart, that you might truly receive the forgiveness, the change that God offers to each and every one of us through the gift of the Christ child. Maybe a little bit heavy of a devotion on this a Saturday, but I hope you are in a place to be able to receive it. And I hope that if your schedules allow, you'll join us for worship tomorrow, either online or in person. We gather at both 8:30 and 11 Pacific time. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day five of Christmas. Take care.